Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany is a beautifully written and illustrated children's book. The author is Eddie Johnson, Jr. Eddie was born in Kannapolis, North Carolina, retired from the U.S. Air Force after serving 24 years, working at the Pentagon 17 years, traveled extensively with members of Congress on overseas missions. Overall, he's visited 58 countries. Eddie has a Bachelor of Science degree in Criminal Law from Troy University, a Bachelor of Science degree in Psychology from the University of Maryland, and a Master's of Science degree in Education from the University of Southern California. He's a talented writer as well, married, the father of two, the author of The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany. Back with us on This Week in America, Eddie Johnson, Jr. Eddie, welcome back. It's great to have you with us on the program once again.
Rick, thank you. It's good to be back.
It is always fun to read your books. The other book we talked about with Eddie in the program is The Adventures of David and Cringer in Italy. You can find that if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, in the archive audio and video to get caught up on that. Of course, the books are available at Amazon, the usual places. We'll give you all of that during the course of the program. These are the stories of David and Cringer. Talk about who they are. They both have distinct personalities, and you get to create both of these characters. Who are they?
Yeah, the David is actually comes up from my son, Eddie, and Cringer was a dog that we had. It was a red chow, but in the books, as you can see, he's a Siberian Husky.
And they are such delightful characters with different personalities they have, don't they? But they still mesh.
Well, yeah, and, you know, that was one of the challenges when I'm writing the manuscripts, is having to go back and forth when I'm writing the lines for each of them, because their personalities are so different. And Cringer really does give David a run for his money on these trips.
Yeah, it's interesting because one wants to sort of settle back and take it easy. The other's got things pretty well planned out. It's interesting, in this trip they go to Germany. Let's talk a little bit about some of the sites and what goes into putting this book together, because the book being very entertaining, and I hate to use the word educational, but it is as well, isn't it? Because we really learn about some of these sites and we see them through a whole different perspective.
Yeah, that's correct. When I was writing the manuscript for this book, as well as the ones for Italy and the ones that will follow after this book, I wanted it to be educational, and I haven't been stationed in Germany. Some of the sites that I put in there that the illustrations did, I had actually seen those sites. So, you know, I wanted to get as much as I could into the book, but not have it so long that it would lose the interest of the children.
The book we're talking about is by Eddie Johnson, Jr., The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany. The book is available at bookventure.com, in the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books Million, all the usual places. And you can get information on the book by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about that challenge, because you do a nice job of really going through all of these different sites, breaking down maybe a point or two, the main point or two about that location. Talk about that. You want to keep the story moving and you don't want to get too wordy. How difficult is that, to find just the right mix of words that will hold a young reader's attention?
Yeah, I had to keep it, the manuscript, simple, just, you know, for that reason, is to keep the reader interested in it and not get it bogged down, but be colorful and educational and make it interesting for them that they would want to continue to, you know, continue reading the books that I put out.
Now, David is what, like 6 years old? What's it like to be, you're going through his eyes, so you're not Eddie, who's been to all of these foreign countries, traveled extensively. You are a six-year-old on this journey. What's that like to look at that through the eyes of a six-year-old and get into that mindset before you start writing?
Kind of funny, Rick. Tell you a little short story and not go on too long about it. But when I was going to college, I was taking World Lit 202, and it was the fourth year of literature. And I had a professor that just tore my paper up. It looked like somebody had blood all over it. And I asked her what was wrong with it, and she said nothing. And I said, well, you failed me on this paper. She goes, I want you to be able to write simple sentences, take it home to your son and daughter at 5, 6 years old, and if they can read it and understand it, that's how it should be written. So that's kind of where I got that from. That always stuck with me.
Yeah, it's interesting. Sometimes criticism, the first reaction is, I really don't want to hear this. And then once you keep an open mind, it's like you can actually learn something from criticism, can't you? I mean, obviously that stayed with you and shaped who you are today as a writer and how you can effectively deliver that message.
Yeah, considering how many years ago that was, it was something that stuck with me and has really helped me, and especially, just as you said, in writing these manuscripts.
Let's talk about the influence your son had. We've got a picture we're going to put up on the screen of Eddie as we're talking about him. Family has played a great role in your writing, what you've been able to do, your wife and your son. We've got the picture up of your son, Eddie. Talk about him. I love that smile on his face. I could actually, after I see that picture, I could see him as being David.
Yeah, it was funny when he was a lot younger, actually around that age of that picture, I would always watch him with books, and he was always astounded by the vibrant colors of the pictures and
yes.
stuff, and would just go through those books that he had over and over and over. So it kind of had some influence on me.
And he has to be excited as he's following along with other readers. Of course, he gets a sneak preview of what happened in Italy, what happened in Germany, what's going to happen on the next adventure. This has to be a fun journey for him as well.
Yeah, it is. And actually, he writes poetry and is very good at it.
Interesting. Maybe the next book we publish or we talk about that's published in the Johnson family will be Eddie talking about his book of poetry. And your wife has been instrumental in that as well. Talk about the encouragement. That's so important to have someone by your side that's there inspiring you to keep writing.
She's been very instrumental in supporting me and stuff. And that's why on the back of the book, I think the quote reads, hard work and perseverance is for success. And she's been very successful at what she does as a nurse. And very supportive of all the things I do as far as my writings and stuff.
What is next? I mentioned we've seen the two as they've gone to Italy, to Germany. What's next for David and Cringer?
Well, the third book, I just approved The Adventures of David and Cringer in Spain. And I've got to get it. I'm waiting on to hear back from Book Venture, the publisher. Publishing company, and hopefully it'll be out in a couple of weeks, and that's an interesting book in itself, and it's about the same length as the first two, and then after that they think that, you know, they take off out of Spain going back to Charlotte, North Carolina, and they have to divert into the Netherlands, and the Netherlands manuscript is completed. I'm just doing some edits on it.
With all the extensive travel I mentioned in the introduction that you've done, you're not going to run out of places for these two to visit, are you?
No, I definitely won't. In fact, not to give too much away on the Netherlands book, but when they take off out of Amsterdam, they have to, instead of going west because of weather, they have to divert and come around and go east. And that being a longer trip, they have to land in Greece to refuel, and then they have to land in the Philippines to refuel. So that's a little idea of where those two books will be coming from.
Where did the idea come to? When did it come to you, and how did you decide to, you know, I'm good. And did it start off as a, I asked you a bunch of questions there. Did it start off as a series or just one book? Let's start with the first one. When did you get the idea? I'm going to take someone like my son, a dog like my dog, and make them world travelers and create this book for young kids to enjoy.
Yeah, the idea actually came up many, many years ago, and I've written a rough manuscript for the Italy book, but I really didn't go anywhere with it. And, I had read a lot of children's books and saw a lot of various children's books in bookstores, and I said, you know, what would it be like for me to write children's books about a boy and his dog that get separated from their parents And ironically, they traveled pretty much around the world.
The book we're talking about, the specific one in the series, is The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany by Eddie Johnson Jr. Also available, The Adventures of David and Cringer in Italy. Soon a new book will be coming out, and we'll keep you posted on when that book is going to be out and where available. This book is available at bookventure.com at the bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million. Link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. When you write a book like this, what do you hope the readers take away from, the young readers take away from reading the book?
Well, I want it to be educational for certain, but I want the readers to try to learn about these other countries. I think we talked about it on our last session that, you know, some kids, and I was certainly one that never got to travel outside the United States until I was in the military, but I always wondered, you know, what these other countries were, and having did extensive travel, it's just amazing at how these cultures are so different, and the countries are so beautiful, and the people.
Well, and you capture that as you're reading these books, you're seeing for the first time these sites, these different cultures, through the eyes of David and Cringer. Talk about that, because they have that youthful awe, don't they? When they're seeing these for the first time, they're really enjoying this experience, something we may as adults take for granted. We get to see in a little different perspective here.
Yeah, they do, and I built that in with their characters. While they have to be separate in what I write about each of them, at times, well, Cringer, he's up for sightseeing all the time. David gets interested in it, but, you know, again, for me, it was like I'd never seen books written that was about a boy and his dog, and the dog could talk, and then, you know, be sightseeing overseas.
The book is beautifully illustrated, which adds to the text as well. Talk about the illustrations and how you try to make the illustrations sort of enhance the text, what you're saying in the book.
Yeah, I had to be careful with that, with the illustrations, because when I write the manuscripts for each book, I have that in my mind, ideas of, you know, what I want the pictures to be. And I, like Germany, I tried to go to different parts of Germany that I had been and saw these sites, rather than confine the story and the pictures to just like one city.
The book is an excellent, it's just a great read for the family. You buy it, you'll leave it out. Adults, believe me, will enjoy it as much as the kids, and the kids will go back to it. You probably won't get a chance to read it because the kids will be reading it. The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany. Eddie Johnson Jr. with us on the program. A couple minutes left. You have a dedication in the book to all the teachers and staff of St. Mary's School, Piscataway, Maryland. Talk about that and the influence they had on you in early life and actually who you are today.
Yeah, my son actually went to St. Mary's from kindergarten through the eighth grade, and very small classes, a Christian school, and all of his teachers were just instrumental in getting him in the high school where he's at now. And I just thought, I just thought that it'd be a good idea to dedicate this book to them because they had a great influence on my son's life.
And obviously yours as well, to have them in the back of your mind as you're writing the series. A minute or so left. Let's just touch on some of the sites in Germany and how you chose these. There's so many different ways that you could go. How did you decide on this handful of sites the two of them actually go visit?
I haven't seen them in real person. I chose to do that, not to be abstract, but to focus more on, okay, here's the Glockenspiel in Munich. You know, the kids reading the book or want to know about the Black Forest squirrel. There's not a lot written in the book itself. Hopefully it will influence them to go research more on it, and that's how I chose those sites.
You know, and that's interesting because you give us just enough to get us interested. And for some of those of us who are, adults, a little older readers, it's like, yeah, I remember reading about that when I was in school. sort of forget. And the nice thing is with the internet now, you can go within a couple of minutes and get more information on this and open up a whole area of discussion for kids, you know, beyond just what you're talking about in the book. That's why the books are so powerful, so important. The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany. Now, that's the latest in the series by our guest, Eddie Johnson Jr. His first book, The Adventures of David and Cringer in Italy, that's available. Books are available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, as well as Barnes & Noble, Amazon, Books A Million. You can link on directly to a link for the books at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And the third in the series will be out soon. Eddie, it is always a pleasure to have you with us on the program, doing an excellent job. I'm sure the ideas, you're not going to run out of anytime soon, so I'm sure we'll be talking again in the future. Congratulations on a great series. Very well done. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Rick, thank you. It's always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
It is our pleasure to have you as well. Eddie Johnson Jr., the author of the new book, The Adventures of David and Cringer in Germany. Books available at bookventure.com in the bookstore, other locations, and you'll find the other locations by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.